Greetings, Grandad here, and here to bring you a few things before we kickstart the show today. Firstly, a listener's message to say that the jokes and impressions in this show are simply for the purpose of entertainment and not meant to cause any offense. It would be great if you could take a moment to rate us on Apple Podcast and drop us a review if you are enjoying the show. Find us on our Facebook page, Better Show, and there you will find more spooky tales, both fiction and non-fiction. And lastly, don your tinfoil hats, crack your heads back as far as they will go, and look to the stars, because tonight is going to be a better show.
Imagine that it is nighttime. You are all alone on an overlook that spans hundreds of miles. There, you can not only see the land, but also gain a full appreciation of the universe above you. The stars, they shine bright tonight, almost too bright. You are alone, and yet, you can never be alone ever again. The stars, they seem to be fading, and your vision with them. And with that, you remember exactly where you are.
I would like to raise a little fun point. So I used to work in an aquatic centre, and I just got a message from my, former boss, who's put up a rather fantastic notice that says, due to the outbreak of the coronavirus, we are encouraging you to all buy enough media and foods for your fishy friends, stay safe, and wash your hands before entering. I think it's a good and positive message to be throwing out there.
It's a message.
Because apparently people have been panic buying.
Of course I have, yeah.
But at an aquarium.
Oh. In case you run out of fish and chips or something?
It's an old joke, man. And I still don't think it's funny now. Hey guys, it's Grandad. And I'm joined today by Dr. Manor. We're now fully embracing your promotion. And
no, don't ask what's the manor me. What's the manor you? Sorry.
That joke was awful, regardless of your manner of fact, so. Anyway, so we are covering today something a bit more lighthearted, because the last episode I wanted to cry. So, well, lighthearted, depending on your point of view.
See my nodding, but I'm nodding.
Let's get right into it. So today we're going to be covering Satanism.
Yay.
And I think Satanism at its core, first of all, but then we're also going to be covering the Order of Nine Angels, which is a Satanism group that resides here mostly in the UK.
Lovely.
Which is fun. So they are said that being atheist is boring and that Satan allows them to define who they are. There are seven tenets that they believe that they should live under and recite. So number one is that one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. The second is the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. The third is one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. The fourth is the freedom of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend, to willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of others is to forego your own. The fifth is, belief should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world. We should take care to never distort scientific fact to fit our beliefs.
See, I'm a big fan of science, so I can...
Yeah, I'm with the science. So the sixth is, people are fallible. If we make mistakes, we should do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused. And the seventh is, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility and action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. So,
love should beat words. Was that what it's saying, basically?
Sure. Do you want me to reread it? So, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility and action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
Oh, and it finished just in time at the end of the music. How about that?
There you go.
Perfect.
So,
it's almost like we planned it.
It's almost like there was some kind of power at hand. Yeah. Here.
And what kind of power would you call that?
Perhaps one that dresses in black and wears horns and does a rather fantastic horn display with one's fingers.
And what would you call that?
Well, I'd call that Satanism. I don't know why, but I think I would.
Oh, okay.
And I might be compelled to say, Hail Satan.
But you wouldn't call it Satan.
Oh, here we go. So before we get into this... We are going to, but before we get into this particular argument, I'm going to say, just go through, because we both watched an over at 1 hour documentary on
hour
mainly...
Come on.
It was over, I said over an hour. I like to round it down, you know.
Sure.
Or up, whatever you like.
It's definitely down.
So, it was mainly on modern day Satanism.
Yeah.
And so the contemporary Satanic Temple is less of a cliche church or temple and more like a house that's painted black. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be quite honest with this. It's against the ethics of the Satanic Temple to commit acts of violence. However, there were those who have been fired from the Satanic Temple because of desires that went all the way to assassinating the President of America, which at the time still is President Donald Trump.
Yeah, but it's Trump.
Okay. I have no political standing, so I can't comment. So, representatives of the Satanic Temple took pictures outside of the Ten Commandments pillar while displaying the well-known devil horn fingers, displaying their faith within the temple and their association with it. And this was the Ten Commandments statue that had previously been knocked down. And the Satanic Temple at the time were happy that it had been taken down, but they weren't happy in the manner of which it was taken down, mm-hmm. and believed quite logically that this wouldn't aid in their methods being accepted by the greater populace.
Sure.
So let's go into our argument, because after that is the Order of the Nine Angels, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Okay.
So what's your point?
So during all of that,
yeah,
it was like, yeah, we're Satanists, we don't support Satan, we're just here to be chill, do cool stuff.
Yes.
And help the world, which mm-hmm. I'm all for.
Mm-hmm.
But then they insist upon saying Hail Satan constantly.
Right.
And that's fine. But don't say that you don't support Satan.
Mm-hmm.
But then support Satan at the same time.
Well, they're not saying they don't support Satan. They're saying that they don't believe that there's any God or Satan. They don't. They're atheists at their core of their belief. Mm-hmm. But my point that I made back to you when you first brought this up was that a lot of their views are against Christian views primarily, and
being
the dominant religion, and also Catholics as well.
Although it depends upon where you stand. The dominant religion in the Western world, I guess, but
at least within where that documentary was set, it was the Christian belief that was being.
There's large parts of the world that. If you are a Christian, you'll be condemned and...
Beheaded.
Yeah.
So where I believe it's coming from is that the views of the Satanic Temple and Satanism overall, like the right to be gay, the right...
Sure, yeah.
The right to decide what you do with your body.
Yeah.
Stuff like that is very much against the Christian views. And the Christians believe that anyone who has those views are embodying the views of the devil and therefore are his compliant followers.
So as a traditional sort of Church of England or Catholic view, I feel like a modern Christian is very... much more accepting of that.
Well, yeah, but from what you saw in the documentary, a lot of them were very much traditionalist Christians.
Yeah.
Some of them were saying death to gays and the gay people.
Which is crap.
Yeah, and that gay people would go to hell. One person said during the documentary that hell has like no cap in terms of space, so there'll be room for all of you, essentially, if you don't repent. So...
Also, at the start of that thing, one of those guys who was the founding member of the
Church of Satan?
The
Satanic Temple.
That's the one. He said, someone said, you're going to hell, and his response was, I very much hope so.
Mm.
So that's a bit, do you not think?
Again, I think it was him, you know, the whole kind of kill them with kindness kind of spiel?
Yeah.
Because there was one person who made quite a good point in the documentary that a lot of, and I'm going to put Satanists with the quotation marks so you guys won't be able to see, but Satanists are trolls.
I think they felt the quotation marks.
Are trolls at the end of the day. They say, I'm a Satanist, because they want a reaction and a negative one, and to get that kind of back and forth and what a troll does, essentially.
Sure, yeah.
So... And during that documentary, it was a bit unclear, but from watching it a second time, the guy that was actually doing the speech was a spokesman and nothing more. He wasn't the leader of the Church of Satan, because he was actually standing behind him.
Yeah.
So they needed someone to start the movement off and start the presence, but then when it became concrete and real, then the real representative would step to the limelight.
Yeah.
He also said during that documentary that he felt that what was said was sloppy and unstructured, but still awesome, because it started off the movement as a core.
Yeah.
And that he felt that he couldn't have tutored someone to the point of where he would have preferred the speech to have gone.
Yeah.
So you can say that a lot of that was improv and perhaps not reflecting the true views of a Satanist.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my argument in that.
All right.
So, is there any more that you want to bring to the foreground with the documentary before we dive into the Order of Nine Angels? I should probably specify in this, and I think whenever I'm talking about Satanism, it's always something that quite rightfully brings quite a lot of worry to people's eyes.
I don't know about worry, though. I'm not worried about it. Just
no, but when I talk about it, I don't know why, but people always think that I'm...
People just worry about you.
Perhaps. Mm. I've had a lot of people actually come to me and say that the necklace that I wear, and they actually call me out on that. So you remember the necklace that I wear, the Pomperenos necklace.
I just called you out on it because you stabbed me with it when I fell into you.
That was not a Satanist movement. That was gravity and science, which could then be Satanism. But
so it was a Satanist movement?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
But not one that I'm entirely aware of. I should probably specify, first of all, on the front of the necklace, that the necklace is actually, as far as I'm aware, it's actually a piece of African memorabilia, and it actually represents strength and peace, but there's no satanic link. I was inspired because a gentleman walked into work with one, and I saw it, and I thought, I would like one of those. But at no point, because I believed at any point that it was a Satanist connection. It's just because I love the kind of bullhorn thing. And then to learn that it had a meaning behind it, and a very nice one at that. For me, strength's quite important, not just physically, but also mentally. So I wanted to wear something that would represent that. And that's all.
Yeah, I mean, it looks a bit along the lines of the Baphomet symbol, doesn't it?
And yes, the goat demon.
Yeah, and I was looking up that earlier.
Yes. Because you had a point that you said that if they don't believe in Satan, then why is their statue that in the documentary they were attempting to erect on the ground next to the Ten Commandments, why is that of the devil?
Yes, and whilst I did find a tenuous link between Baphomet and a Sabbatic goat that came later, but the original meaning behind Baphomet, when it was created in the 1300s, I think 1309 I read, was that it was a symbol of equality, basically. Sort of perfect harmony between good and evil, male and female, races. It was just meant to be equality.
And it's very much seen in the vision of Baphomet, because you've got Baphomet who has a male figure up until the point of where they have female breasts, which we will raise the fun point that was made in the documentary about that. But also the fact that you have two children very complacently standing beside Baphomet. And that shows the peace and the harmony and the father, mother figure, the figure that should be approached willingly and will be the guide and teacher.
Not something forced upon you, which is perhaps what I guess is sometimes seen and felt by other religions, maybe?
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah. So the point that I was talking about in the documentary was that the leader of the Church of Satan at the time, he said that when they were designing their own Baphomet statue, they were 100% happy with the design other than the female breasts, because he believed that that would cause a problem with them having the statue erected on the grassland.
Not the fact that modern society would see a problem with there being a Baphomet statue
on. Yeah, ultimately depicting a demonic.
You can't see my head in my hands, but it is.
It was an absolute joy and pleasure watching this documentary with you, because I turned on the occasion and you just had your head in your hands. But before we go into the Order of Nine Angels, I'd like to point out that Satanists at their core do not only preach equality and the right to say whatever you want to say, mm-hmm. even if it draws the risk of offence. And I the way that I interpret that is that you
don't intentionally offend someone.
Don't intentionally offend, but you should not be fearing to bring up points that are otherwise contested by people that share, or people that have wrong views.
Or have different views to you anyway.
Yeah.
Won't necessarily be wrong, but they're different.
Okay. But they do also do things for the community. They go to beaches, and there's one beach they had, I think it was for a year, and they vowed to
basically clean up the beach.
Clear up the beach, which
owned the beach.
Yeah.
Which meant that they were doing a cleanup project, yeah.
So for me personally, with my ocean conservation project, which is the, if you have been listening to the show, you know is very important to me. Of course that gets mentioned. That's very impactful for me, and it's great to see them doing that. Yeah. They also clear up highways. But one thing that I found really bizarre, and I don't quite understand, and I thought was very, it would have kicked up a lot of controversy, and of course it did in the documentary, was their satanic after school project. I think
basically their version of a Christian club, isn't it?
Yes. So it came from a good place. That they wanted to inspire and deliver their message from a young age, but they're doing it in a place that will not accept that.
Yeah, and the thing was, the things they were doing, like, I don't know what anyone who's listening has in their mind when you think of satanic after school.
We should probably specify that it wasn't that they had a kid attached to a giant spinning wheel that they were throwing knives at.
No, it was just, like,
it was just an after school club.
Them colouring in.
Yeah.
Some, like, you know, 5-6-year-old kids kind of colouring in, completing a little maze.
Yeah.
It was just an after-school club.
That was all it was.
Yeah.
But under the leadership of a satanic...
Yeah.
...split division.
Supposedly, supposedly, it was to give the ideology that they're... No, I don't mean ideology, I just mean to give the impression that they're just there to help. They're just there to...
Mm.
Be a part of society and try and help it.
But they want to help society whilst being fully identified as Satanists.
Yes.
They will not do it any other way.
Yeah.
So, let's go into the Order of Nine Angels.
Oh, just that thing I was... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, have I told you anything about the Order of Nine Angels?
You just relate to that song.
I don't know. What is that song?
You know that one that you played?
Oh, no.
Cool.
No, that Lovely. Song was actually at the end of the documentary that we just watched.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Right, okay.
So that was the only connection.
Oh, well, that just drops that documentary in esteem for me. That's
really?
Wonderful, yes.
Why is that?
Because that song was awful.
I love that song. It's great. It's like Cafe Nero, but for Satanists. I'd love to go into a cafe and hear that.
What, that?
Yeah, and get a black coffee.
Oh, no, that would be fine.
Okay.
The one you played me last week.
Oh, that song.
That was less fine.
Oh, okay. No, that wasn't fine at all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's backtrack. I'm not even going to say the name of the song now because I don't want someone to edit me together with the title of the song being said and then me saying it was fine.
A good plan. And yes. I can't remember the title of the song.
So but I can. So I will not be saying.
Okay.
So, the Order of the Nine Angels. They promote a supernatural, hateful system that condemns liberal Judo-Christian society, ultimately aspiring to colonize the solar system. Am I going to have to put on my flim-flam man hat?
You might have to.
Yeah, so we're going to go and colonize the solar system. We're going to build ourselves a spaceship and going to be all black. And it's going to look like a giant black dick. And we're going to shoot it at the moon and we're going to see what the fuck happens. It's
going to shoot for the moon and see what happens, boys.
Because you know what? You're a punk bitch unless you shoot for anything other than the stars. That's what my grandma taught me, and I killed her with mallet. In the name of Satan. So they long...
But you're not a Satanist because you believe in Satan.
No.
Good.
Yes.
I'm pleased that we've settled that.
Yes. Yeah. Because there is no belief in Satan. Is there? No.
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 At least... just don't start healing him when we're fine.
But it's... But... Oh.
Carry on.
No. Oh, okay. So, yeah. So they long for the age of the solar system rule and also long for the age of Vindex. I want to point out something.
The age of Vindex.
Vindex. I did a bit of research on Vindex, and he's like a supernatural... He's basically Superman.
So, I know about Windex, and that is a window cleaner. I'm assuming this is very different.
Maybe it's like a dyslexic or someone who... But yeah, imagine if they were at the Satanic Temple and they were sitting there like, yeah, I know we need a name for our god figure or someone that we're going to follow, lead us to the new age.
And the window cleaner was just there at the time. So,
Vindex! Yeah! Vindex. Now, I like that. I like that a lot. So, something I want to point out... Ooh. And we saw it in this documentary, and it is also
perhaps
in...
Perhaps someone said Windix at the time.
Windix?
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I've heard that as Windex.
When you get your dick out and you leave it in a breeze, and it flopping around, and...
And then you win it.
You win it. You win it in a raffle. Is it wrong that I would go to a dick raffle? Just, I would put myself on the line. Like, it doesn't matter how old or weird the man is. I'm going to be like, I'm going to put a quid into that. I'll put a quid into that raffle.
I have no words for you currently.
So far, and I love that Better Show slowly building up a library of bizarre shit that I'm going to do. So far we have, I'm going to attend a dick lottery. And I'm also waiting for someone to offer me a sponge bath. I said that if anyone were to offer me a sponge bath, I would do it. So, people out there, and that was a Valentine's Day special that we talked about that, I will absolutely allow for a sponge bath to happen to me, and I will record it, obviously no sexy bits, but I will record it and put it on the Better Show page. So,
sure.
I want those messages coming at me, and we'll see what we can do, so long as you pay for my bus fare. So a point that I wanted to make, and it was in this documentary as well, are the sexy rituals. I don't know, I mean, I think you might be looking at them as incredibly disturbing. I think they're hot.
Okay.
Like, you got some nice breasted ladies getting all breasty. And sure they may have, you know, written 666 on their on their chest.
Mm.
But, you know, if...
Oh, just a bit with the pythons and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
What's your problem with the snacks?
I don't have a problem with snacks. I have problem... you know me and snacks. Don't get between Dr. Manor and snacks.
No, I've made that mistake before. I almost lost my arm. That's my flim-flam arm.
We get between me and my flim flam. It's a bad idea.
What's your trouble with the snakes?
I'm essentially wearing a snake.
Yeah.
That's alive.
Yeah. I mean, a dead snake would be a bit sad.
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, but pythons, they're not always...
Pythons.
Pythons. They're Python. Not pythons.
No, they are pythons, actually.
Yeah. Pythonia. I've come...
Yes, my pun.
I've come... yeah, I did. I glazed right over it. Sorry, that one didn't really, you know, get the bite, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so I've been face to face with a snake, like, of that caliber. It's quite scary. I wasn't really expecting it. It was one of my exes. She just bought it out, and it was like,
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of your exes was a snake.
No.
I was
but,
in for like...
But I love the fact that you at no point were like, this is unusual. This seems like something that Grandad would do. Yeah, so she bought out a snake, and that was pretty freaky because I was in like this dilapidated old house surrounded by animal feces, and the snake was brought out to me, and I wanted to run. Not because I'm scared of snakes, it was just all a bit too much. And plus, the dad was, it was like, she was giving me the snake, and it was like, okay, if I ever hurt this girl, she's going to set a snake on me. And then her dad was showing me all the stuff that he'd illegally excavated from the ground with a metal detector and hadn't in fact declared to the army. Unexploded grenades, also... He had a meat cleaver that was actually banned from the war because it was considered too brutal. Which he took out of his Ooh. He took out of its sheath and showed me, like I was sitting right next to him. So, you know, I may not be doing Bad Show for much longer. I may die.
And then the python came out.
And then the python wielding a blade. No.
They've gained opposable thumbs.
But the reason... And so I wondered this because I was looking into Anton LaVey, who was the original creator of the Church of Satan, and also some of the split-off followers from him. And all of them, for the most part, are documented or photographed with a snake, usually a python. And I wondered what the connection was. But of course, it's a connection to the entry in the New Testament where Satan is more or less connected to the snake in the Garden of Eden that tempts Eve into eating the apple from the forbidden tree. Why are you like blown away?
No, I'm just going to go back to the same point that I was going to go. I was at before, but I won't for your sanity.
Oh, what, the whole Satan thing?
Yeah, but it's an image thing. The Christians believe that anyone who doesn't follow their rule, or a diehold hard Christian, like a redneck Christian, would believe that anyone who doesn't follow their rules is ultimately at the will and obedience of Satan. Therefore, these people are like, okay, so we do have these rules, so why not just embody it fully? We want these people to know that we have these views, so we want them to see on the street that we have these views. We don't have to go up to them and say, hail Satan. We want them to see from a distance that we have these views.
You would just scream, hail Satan from a distance.
But it was like... it was like what we're going back to the school thing. They didn't want to do anything in the community where they weren't outright being identified as Satanists.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So that's my point. So let's go into the Order of Nine Angels.
Sorry, yes.
That's all right. Let's go into the Order of Nine Angels.
There's such a debate that could be had here between us, and I love that.
Let's go into the ceremony. First of all, so the ceremony of recalling... The priestess blindfolds the priest and takes him to each member of the congregation to kiss him. It doesn't say where. We'd assume on the mouth.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Definitely not
this too.
On the raw testicles. After being lifted... after being lifted onto an altar containing red candles and quartz, the priest has his robes removed by the priestess as others walk around him. After performing a sexual act upon the priest, the priestess removes the robes of the congregation. I don't know how she does that. Is she just like, rah! Robes off, dicks out!
I guess she goes around removing the robes individually, herself.
Maybe. I mean, that'd be more intimate, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be better than just like a ceremonial click and you just hear like the... have all the ropes hitting the floor.
That's like the 15-minute version.
Yeah. Like, yeah, when they're about to be stormed by the FBI and they're like, guys, we've got to cut this down. We've got to wrap this up real quick.
When the next tour group are about to come through, you know, just like...
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Now, Arnie May, you currently in a wheelchair. I'm sorry, you cannot take part. You're going to be too slow. We need everyone...
If you could stand up for us.
Who is able-bodied involved. So...
I apologize.
After performing a sexual act on the priest, the priestess removes the robes of the congregation. Meanwhile, the mistress, dressed in a white robe, takes the person she has chosen and indulges herself according to her desires. The congregation consume the consecrated cake made from wheat, water, eggs, honey, animal fat, and marijuana. It's a weed cake.
So, why don't they just go to, like, Amsterdam or something?
Yeah, but they can't take the Church of Satan, though. They can't get everyone high.
Damn it.
You know, you gotta have, you gotta be sound of mind, which these people clearly are. You gotta
possibly. Some,
one thing I want to say is, up until this point, the ceremony sounds like a blast. I would be there
for the priest.
Sure, I this guy holds some real power. It's like the whole Jim Jones thing. I'm not saying that I would commit suicide in the name of Jim Jones, but I'm saying that he had a power over people and a godly presence. And I think I get that from a priest, which may explain all the sexual assaults, but I don't. Are you having a problem?
I'm just remembering to breathe.
It's cool. Fine. Okay. As a doctor, I self-prescribe your need to breathe.
My doctor, i.e. me, prescribes breathing.
Yes.
My doctor told me to breathe. It's good for me.
So, yeah, up until that point, I think this ritual sounds pretty fucking cool. Pretty fucking metal. You know, an orgy, essentially. But a structured orgy.
It's not an orgy. It's just watching...
Not yet!
Okay.
And they also consume wine and take their own pleasures according to their desires.
Because why not?
So I don't know if they all just kind of spaff at each other or...
It's according to their own pleasures.
So, yeah, so if you enjoy a bit of spaffage, I don't... We don't shame on Better Show. If you're a flat earther, you die. But, you know...
If you enjoy chocolate, just bring chocolate.
Yeah, just bring chocolate and, you know, if you want to spaff on it, I don't think that should be a problem.
I was just thinking about eating the chocolate, to be honest.
But they might eat it. Maybe. Assuming that the warm cum doesn't, like, melt it away. I don't know. So the ceremony ends. So this is slightly less cool. With the killing of a chosen one.
What?
I should probably... This doesn't make it any better. But in a symbolic sacrifice.
Oh, good. Right.
But it's still an animal... That represents a person that's killed in the symbolic sacrifice.
As long as it's symbolic, you know, it's absolutely fine. No, sorry, no.
I'm not saying that's okay. However, I did raise the point at work when I actually went through this with all my colleagues. I don't know how I'm still working there, but but I pointed out...
It's because of where you work, mate.
Yeah, quite possibly. So, so I said, what about if it was a wasp? You know, no one likes wasps.
I mean, good luck pinning down a wasp.
Well, you just get it in a jar. And you just shake it.
Until it dies.
Or just put water in there.
You shake it
until
lid slip and it just comes and stings you in the face multiple times.
Wouldn't that be demonic? Like, you got a wasp in there and then you get water, just slowly pour it in. You watch it, like, struggle and you're like, yeah, in the name of Satan!
I don't know whether to report you to the RSPCA or not.
What, for a wasp? So the ceremony ends with the killing of this animal.
Wasp of my OEU?
On the next moon, the congregation consume cake containing the sacrificial victim's blood. So I admit that might be a bit difficult with a wasp. I can't taste the blood of this creature. What was it? Was it a termite? No, it's smaller than that. That it was a wasp. It was a tiny baby wasp that we drowned.
It's a tiny baby. Oh, it's getting worse.
it was buzzing for its mama, and we were eating its mama in front of it. Hail Satan. So they believe that society needs to be undermined and destroyed within. And they believe also that you should be as unclean and generally horrible as it tickles your particular fancy. They are even encouraged to initiate random acts of crime, such as general violence, sexual assault, and even the culling of human victims.
God.
I should probably point out now, because it wasn't in my notes, but I was going to release it at a certain point, they're Nazis.
So we're just having a big old purge, basically.
Yeah, so they are Nazis. During some of their rituals, they will have a picture of Hitler, a swastika, perhaps over the pillar or wherever the priest is laying, or like a banner, and a copy of Mein Kampf. Is it Mein Kampf?
Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf, yeah. Not Mein Kampf.
Look, I know where your mind's at.
Is that the erotica version?
Come on, granddad. You're not at the nursing home now.
Why am I not in the nursing home? Where are all my big-titted Satanist ladies? I will say that, you know, I think that it's great that there's a body confidence thing with Satanism, and I'm cool with it. Both men and women, if women want to wear those low crop tops, I don't see any reason why I should stand in their way. As a man who is a feminist at heart, I think titties are the way. So, an Order of Nine Angels training manual written by leader Richard Moulet. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's M-O-U-L-T.
Sure.
Followers are encouraged not just to commit crime, but to spread it, encourage it, incite it.
Pretty spread it around,
mate. Support it. Yeah.
Slap it on there.
You know what? I want to spread crime. I want general fear, because that there is the will of good.
The will of good. Not the will of God, but the will of good.
There is a delightful old lady that has set up a knitting store down the road. Her name is Phyllis, and she is a Jew, and I want her slaughtered, and I want the whole place leveled to the ground, but by God, I want some of those socks. You bring me back some of those socks.
Felicia, your time is up.
So, culling is... So he says, culling is natural and necessary. And this was written by him. I think it was in a piece called the... D-R-E-C-C-I-A-N.
Oh, Jesus. In the Drekian way?
Drekian way. Let's call it that. To call humans is to be the O-N-A. To call according to the guidelines and tests is what makes us O-N-A. So the Order of Nine Angels was formed in the 1960s by the coming together of three, which was made up of dark pagan covens.
I can see why they became nine from three. It makes perfect sense.
Exactly, because you know what you do if you times nine by nine? Sorry, nine by... No, sorry.
If you times nine by nine, you get 81.
You do, but if you go back a bit and you scrap that and you throw it away, you burn it in the name of Satan.
Nine times three?
If you do three times three, that's Nat.
Last time I checked, yep.
Yeah, and that's Satan.
But why are there
But you know what? There are also three members. So if you take a Nan, and you make another Nan, and you make another Nan, then that's three Nans. And our cross is upside down, representing our Satanism. But if you turn all the sixes upside... Oh, sorry, nines upside down, you get three sixes. 666 is Satan. I just blew your mind.
Just trying to come up with anything I can say to that.
No, you can't. Yeah. You cannot deny that. That is maths.
As you were.
I was taught that, along with half the side of the parallel sides times the distance between them. That's the way you calculate the area of a trapezium.
Sure. Okay. If you say so.
So...
I'm pretty sure I was talking about height in there as well, but carry on.
Well, no, because, you know, I don't think we should short people shame. I think that we should encourage short people within the community, Mr. Manor and Dr. Manor, and I feel like it's against your Hippocratic oath, as a doctor to discriminate against your patients for their height problems. Oh, you may not notice them as they walk up to the front desk, but it doesn't mean they're not there. You should put your bell on the floor so that they can dig it. Or at a slightly lower shelf.
I really heard dick it rather than...
Exactly, dick it. So, wow. I'm just, wow.
She's doing wonders for my surgery.
Yeah. So, one of the early, I have so many big words. One of the early pieces, I guess, by David. A quite unashaming man who had been drawn into Nazism and the occult at an early age. He is believed to have had a relationship with the Lady Master.
Yeah, let's really hope not.
Well, no, because apparently they may have had a child together.
Good.
I walked up to the Lady Master, and I was like, well, first of all, how can you be a lady and a master? Because a master is a man, typically. And then she came up to me and she said, well, hail Satan. And I was like, by God. As a weird term, because we are Satanists. But by Satan...
Bar Satan, you're right. We should make everyone equal, and you shall be the master, and I will be the bitch.
And more accurately, I'll be your bitch.
So in 1990s, the leader of the Order of Nine Angels was taken over by Richard, who is now an artist and a musician living in Hebrides. I think that's Hebrides.
In the Hebrides.
In the Hebrides.
Okay, great, cool.
I want to find some of his music. I'm going to find some, I'm hoping during the next few podcasts, I'm going to find some of his music and maybe do some intros, you know.
Sure.
Because I think that all musicians should be embraced, and regardless of their views and how terrible they are, I think that, you know.
What, including that next song that we listen to?
Maybe. I think it should at least really? Be. I think it should at least. Look, at no point during the song do they say this is okay. Also, at no point during the song do they say this is not okay. It's just a perhaps insensitive metal recount of what happened.
Sure. Okay. Yes. Right. Moving on.
So, and operates under the name Christos Beast. He publicly resigned from the Order of Nine Angels in 2001, but has since returned to fold in 2008. Mirat has also publicly left the Order of Nine Angels, but again is highly suspected to have remained in contact with them. The same with Malt as well. I'm butchering these names like a motherfucker. So the Order of Nine Angels is... it's intertwined with Nazism, obviously. So over the years, Mayat has been...
You do not say.
Can you make a Nazi pun? Can you? Well, you know, I started this episode and I thought maybe Dr. Manor can, but should he? And he did.
Hey, yeah.
And I've got to put my foot down and say that's the final solution.
Oh.
So... The Order of Nine Angels is intertwined with Nazism. So over the years, Mayat has been involved in the British movement, the National Democratic Freedom Movement, and Column 88, whatever the fuck that is. So during the 1990s...
Yeah, they got fed up with just, like, Area 51 being the only thing going, and, like,
You know what? We need a new movement, because I'm tired of these aliens diddling my butthole, so I'm going to say, you know what? When I put my hand up in the air as a sign of my commitment to Nazism, but also to devil worship, I will say it is a column. And if you take a look at a lady's butthole and you put it next to another butthole and you draw little circles around it, it forms an 8. But if you stack those ladies like a column, you got 88. And that's Satanism. I love where this maths is coming from. I don't know how I'm awake enough to be able to do this.
I mean, calling it maths is a loose term, isn't it? Really?
Well, everything is a human construct, Doctor, and ultimately it's flimsy at best because we put it together, and I'm just trying to add to our culture. And I think you'd appreciate
it. I realise that your construct might be a bit flimsy by now, granddad, but...
Well, that's the degradation on my bones. And the loss of feeling and everything. So,
including your soul.
Including my soul. So during the 1990s, Mayat became involved in Combat 18 and the National Socialist Alliance, producing two e-newsletters, the National Socialist and Reichsvolk, and later called the National Socialist Movement, which included the London nail bomber David Copeland among its members. So these aren't good people. These aren't good people. I think it's important that Better Show shows that we don't like these people.
Yeah,
we don't support these people.
I'm all for that, yeah. Like, being against them.
Yeah.
Clarify that.
Not that. Yeah. You know what? I've always loved nails, and I've always loved taking a shit, which my wife also calls the bomb. And I thought, man, I just want to put those things together.
Wow.
So I made a cake of nails. And
it's pretty Resident Evil 7 style.
Yes, and here's a fun fact with Resident Evil, if we want to take it completely away from the subject topic, that apparently there's an organization, I don't know how they're linked into the coronavirus, but they are in some capacity, and apparently their logo is exactly the same logo as the Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah, I've seen. So it is not the same, it's a different colour. We will specify that.
Okay.
But it is.
You know
the,
what? But
it is the same umbrella.
Doctor, I feel like once again you're taking a shit on people's creativity, and you're on Photoshop, and you're like, maybe I don't want to use green this time. Maybe I want to use magenta. And should we really stand in the way of magenta?
I'll point out that it's usually red, and I think in this instance it was green or something like that. And
well,
even the colours were in the right place. It was too close to the Umbrella Corporation to be. It's just trying to explain away Raccoon City, really. It's just.
So that's why now I am starting a movement that all newborn children are chained to where they sit, and they are kept under constant surveillance, because we do not know when they may turn away from Cheerios and SpaghettiOs to human flesh. We don't know. We don't know when it might happen. We just know that it might, and that we need to be ready.
I mean, there's nothing in human nature to argue against that, so sure.
Exactly. Cheerios is good. But who's to say human flesh isn't bad? There's a reason why cannibals exist.
Nature finds a way.
Nature, they move in herds. They do move in herds.
They're flocking this way.
Oh, no! So, a lot of the information that I've got here is just kind of general flim-flam. I've got another quote here that says, "We have to stop dreaming of winning national power by playing unfair electoral games of our opponents and start being practical." I love that. I think I do an alright accent.
I just love the idea of stopping being practical to win something.
Let's be insane. Let's drop all rational thought and let's just be fucking mental about it. Come on, guys. Let's get our cocks out for no reason. And I just want to slam them together. I just want you guys to dock like you've never docked before. You see Star Trek? Put it in fast motion. I want you to slap those ships in the docking bay. Spock, you're hard right now. So,
oh, dear. Well, the Star Trek fan fraternity of this show is no longer watching.
Dude, they've all got erections.
Oh.
They're all there bashing off and like, yeah, Mr. Spock. I didn't realize that I thought I was for Doctor. Is it Uhura? Yeah, it's Uhura. I thought I was all about Doctor Uhura, but now, man, those pointy ears.
They're just busy spocking off.
They are. Live long and spunk. The primary duty. The primary duty of the National Socialists is to change the world. National Socialism means revolution. The overthrow of existing systems and its replacement in the National Socialist Society. Revolution means struggle. It means war. It means certain tactics have to be employed. A great revolutionary movement organized, which is primarily composed of those prepared to fight, prepared to get their hands dirty, and prepared to spill some blood. I mean, it's a fun speech, but he's definitely an arsehole. He's basically saying, let's all be flim-flam men and kill your grandmas, kill your granddads, because we got to spill some blood. We're not going to talk about who we're going to kill. We're just going to kill for the sake of killing.
I've just got thoughts back, like, to the war in Nam and just...
Yeah.
There must have been thought processes like that...
Mm.
Yeah, cool.
And I should probably have finished it off with, even after 11 years, he spent as a Muslim. So, reflecting on 40 years of political activity, Mayat said in a 2005 interview, in a 2005 interview with Aaron Nations, "It's my own life. I've tried to create some things which can disrupt our societies." Why do I pronounce that so weird?
Societies.
And which can lead to the creation of strong, really dangerous, ruthless individuals. Some things which are subservient, that no laws could ever overthrow them.
So you're turning into Mr. Peabody, or whatever his name is.
You're not talking about Pee Wee Herman, are you? Hi, guys! Because he's a very different voice.
Is it Dr. Peabody and Sherman or whatever it is? The weird film.
I don't know. If
quite I'm... funny though.
Okay, might have to check it out and just laugh.
I don't know why I went there. You're not selling anything like him.
You've got a connection.
It's fine.
And that attempts to restrain them, to outlaw them, would only make them more attractive to some individuals. For a man so committed to the Nazi occult ideals, it might appear strange that Meyer has punctuated his 50 years as a Satanist with spells consuming himself in other religions. He has been a Taoist, it's spelled T-A-O-I-S-T,
sure,
a Buddhist monk, and more recently a Muslim. Likewise with Richard, publicly resigned from the Order of Nine Angels, he became a Catholic and immersed himself in Bible study. Rather than true curvations... Fuck it, I don't know. We're getting towards the end of this and I'm getting stupid. They were following what they themselves described as insight. Or insight! A deliberate ploy to infiltrate, explore, and subvert other organizations and religions, especially those that offer recruits the chance to learn violent skills.
Violent?
Violent. Most violent. But there's no need for violence.
There is not.
You know what there is a need for?
Doctors.
Satan.
Oh.
And I think we should hail him, because the maths, you agree, good doctor, has been irrefutable, has been undeniable.
But you don't believe in Satan.
No, because we fuck you and wheels. Because we believe in overthrowing the Catholic and Christian movement, primarily, which would have us envisioned as the embodiment of Satan, and we like to... continue. We don't want to disrupt their views. We don't want to change their opinions of
you,
our...
You just want to overthrow them.
Well, you know, I just... You know, you got to stamp on a few sand pits to make eggs. I don't know.
I will not try one of your omelettes.
Also, stay out of my fridge, because I always approach it and I just don't know if I'm hungry or horny.
Oh, dear.
That's a friend's joke. So, thank you very much for Dr. Manor for joining us for this episode of Better Show.
You're very welcome. You're always welcome.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And let's say that we'll probably, you know, have a gap between Satanism and me for a little bit. Because...
Might be an idea.
But I think, you know, we've had fun. We've talked about some stuff.
We have.
I've done some accents. I've offended another group of people. Which is always not the aim, but always seems
we've
to be the...
We've pretended that I'm a doctor for a little bit longer.
Yeah, it always seems to be the outcome. So, whether it's day or night, evening, whatever fuck you guys are doing. We hope you have a good life and death. We will see you guys in the next episode, where we hope it will be a better show.
Yeah, man. Stay easy, boys.